702.
Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpakanyane.
Live, online,
smartphones,
DSTV channel 856,
92.7 and 106 FM.
It's 7:38 on the Saturday edition of Weekend Breakfast. I'm Refilwe Mpakanyane with you until 10 o'clock this morning. The phone lines are open on 011-883-0702. Let's maintain that conversation. I see there's still some messages coming through regarding sobriety, which we were talking about at the top of the program, as well as political party campaigning. So what we'll do is take those messages very, very shortly. But let's start with food. Let's talk food with Anna Trepido, as we do every Saturday morning. Anna Trepido, of course, is a chef. She is an author, a food critic, a food anthropologist. And we do this every Saturday morning, where she digs up some interesting gems in and around Gauteng for us. Some places for you to, you know, just put on your punch list, somewhere to visit in the near future. Today, we're focusing on the Fireplace Roadhouse. Let's find out from Anna what they have to offer. Good morning, Anna.
Hello, hello.
How do you describe the Fireplace Roadhouse in Boksburg?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, we just have to celebrate the fact that ours is a warm climate, that we have wide open spaces, that, you know, we are perfect for roadhouses, you know, that our terroir is roadhouse friendly.
Mm-hmm.
That the Fireplace Roadhouse has two branches. So there's a branch in Boksburg and a branch in Brakpan. But the Boksburg branch is the older one. It was founded in 1958. So if you're feeling like that kind of retro chic experience, then, you know, Boksburg will do that better. The food and the best part, the drive-in movies are the same. So, you know, if the Brakpan one kind of suits you better in whatever way, food and the movies are the same, but the Boksburg one has that lovely retro feel.
So talk to us about the food itself. I mean, I guess with the advent of, it was always said that, you know, movie distributors or film distributors had kind of, you know, decided that drive-ins were no longer a thing that they were primarily going to focus on, and a lot of them shutting down in recent years, and we were quite limited in variety in that regard. So I'm already sold on the idea of, you know, drive-ins in general. Love them. And of course, COVID-19 has done a lot to entrench that love even further. What's on the menu when you head on over to these roadhouses? Movies and food?
Well, okay, so in terms of the food, nobody is going to get thin on the food at the roadhouse.
Sure.
But nobody is going to please their cardiologist by eating anything on the menu at the roadhouse. But it is just deeply wonderful in that kind of symphony of fat and carbs kind of way, that there is a Dagwood sandwich, for instance, for just under 80 rand, that if anybody is mad enough to eat spare ribs in their car, there is a rack of ribs for 125 rand that are seriously worth getting sticky for. That there is a Sunday lunch special that they do between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Sundays, where you get, for under 80 rand, you get roast chicken, roast potatoes, rice, and three veg. And at least two of those three veg are also carbs. And if you count the flour in the creamed spinach white sauce, it's probably all three. So you've got five starches on the plate. And it could not be more heavily. And then you get malfa pudding as well with custard.
Yes, of course.
And that same, so it's 73 rand if you do that Sunday lunch special on Sunday. They do it again on Wednesdays. So between 4 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. on Wednesdays, you can have the same, that Sunday lunch special, but as Wednesday night supper for 63 rand. So I think that's probably the best deal probably in the universe, frankly. So food is fantastic. The double thick Zoo biscuit milkshake you just have not lived until you have had that in your car watching a movie.
I just when you're describing all of this, especially the Sunday lunch, actually everything, the Dagwood, the rack of spare ribs, I just think of that poor uncle in the family who doesn't even let you, like, blow your nose in his car, never mind eat in his car. I don't know what this might do to his brain, his heart, his everything, just countenancing this kind of...
If the fat and carb doesn't get him, the idea of a three-year-old eating spare ribs in the car...
With a double-thick zoo biscuit milkshake.
You know, I think the menus come from a previous era, partly when people were smaller and cars were bigger, you know, such as like post the, you know, before the...
Well, you just drove a boat, basically.
Oil crisis.
Sure.
Exactly. And when seats were made of that funny plastic fake leather, you know, now seats are cloth. And if you wipe, you know, if a small child puts their hands, their spare ribby hands, on or Dagwood kind of drops bits out, it's going to stain. Whereas I think in the past, you maybe just wiped it off. That maybe that's how people, or maybe people were just like more careful in the old days.
Maybe. All right. So you've got your choice. You can go on over to Boksburg, the Boksburg location. You can go to the Brakpan location. You know what? Actually, it just sounds like an adventure, Anna. I've been to a roadhouse. I don't even remember which one or where. Only once in my whole entire life. But as a kid, I was fascinated by the little drink holder, that little what they hooked into your car window,
so you could
it clicks on your car
for the
exactly. And so that the novelty alone was just really, really cool for me. But you know, chucking a movie and being able to like enjoy something on the big screen whilst eating what is, as you said, food from definitely a bygone era. It sounds like something to put on your to-do list.
Are also from a bygone era. So, for instance, tonight, it's the Disney classic Pinocchio that's showing. But next week, I think, you know, Wednesday the 29th is Dirty Dancing. Now, I cannot think of anything more wonderful than the Sunday lunch special on Wednesday night with Dirty Dancing. But, I mean, doesn't that just sound like heaven?
Listen, that film is an absolute classic. Patrick Swayze, everything about it. I remember my two older sisters having watched it. Patrick Swayze, Jennifer Grey, my two older sisters now practicing the dance routine that they do at the end. Johnny and Baby.
No.
And trying to get that lift perfect, you know, trying to perfect that lift. Well, yeah, it sounds fabulous. It sounds fabulous.
I could not be more wonderful that if you're going to the Boksburg one, it is 85 Main Reef Road. I would suggest that what you do is you look them up on Instagram. So it's at Fireplace Roadhouse, because there they have all the movies. They put the movies up the week in advance, so you can kind of plan your week around when you're going to have the cream spinach and the roast potatoes and the movie.
Okay, lovely stuff. To Roadhouse or not to Roadhouse, tell me it doesn't sound tempting. Anna, really, really appreciate what you brought us this morning. It really sounds
Thank
fabulous.
You.
Looking forward to our conversation next Saturday.